I'm Sheila Knapp. I'm a shareholder of the Ford Hall Farm. And this is Gordon Knapp.
I'm Gordon Knapp, who supports the shareholder.
I felt, I suppose, duty-bound to make a contribution. They were trying very hard. They were in a pickle. And I think, you know, if a couple of shares, which I took out in the name of my children anyway, I felt it was the right thing to do, really.
I was at a meeting and Charlotte came and gave a talk to us. And I was so inspired by what she wanted to do and what she and Ben were going to do. And I just thought, yeah, you know, I'll help them if I can.
So I'm John Hegarty. I'm senior lecturer in psychology at Keele University. Got involved when they started to advertise the share issue. Bought some shares, and then more recently read in the newsletter that they have that they were keen on having volunteers who could do anything, any volunteer time, any volunteer skills were welcome. And I thought, well, what I could do, I could do a survey for them and find out a little bit more about why people had bought shares, because it's a phenomenon, you know, that they raised really nearly £1 million in a year through a public subscription through advertising the plight of the farm and their own situation. And so for, you know, 8,000 people or so to have bought shares and made interest-free loans, it raises the whole question of, well, why would people do that? Why would people send money to somewhere they might never visit and they might never have a further connection? So I was quite fascinated by this whole idea of the, if you like, the psychology of the Ford Hall subscriber.
I had a little bit of money to spare. And I thought, well, this is a good way. I'm not going to ever get it back in that sense. It is, in a sense, a donation to charity, if you want to put it that way. But I just thought, well, that's a good use. You know, it cost me, what, £100 to get two shares? And I thought, well, that's a good use of £100 of my money.
Well, first of all, I was asking people a little bit about themselves, just a bit about where they came from, how far they lived from the farm. And then I gave a series of questions, which were things that had come up in my preliminary interviews, as to reasons why people were supporting the farm. For example, you know, Ben and Charlotte were being evicted, so, you know, how important was that? And how important was it that people were supporting people's connection with food and farming? Okay, so broadly, the reasons can be grouped into five. So one group I've called Preserving the Ford Hall Heritage. So questions such as how important the work of Arthur Hollins had been, how important preserving the history of Ford Hall Farm and its organic status was, how important it was for the people to want to conserve the heritage aspects of the Ford Hall landscape. So those sorts of things went together. Then it was quite clear that Charlotte and Ben were very important in people's motivations.
I think it's so just the idea like, of... two young children, effectively, what it was, capturing the imagination of the rest of us.
Charlotte and Ben's inspirational vision and attitude, these kind of reasons tended to go together. And so you could broadly say that was the Charlotte and Ben factor. Then it was clear that people, putting it kind of simplistically, people responded to a very good story. And the importance of the media can't be understated. Good media coverage, good story, people read the story, they respond to it. What do they respond to? One thing they respond to is the youth of Charlotte and Ben. Another thing they respond to is this very good story that they're being evicted, that it's, the farm's had organic heritage, etc. So that this storyline, the very good story that people respond to, I think is the paramount reason why they gave. But they wouldn't have given if it didn't tug at heartstrings and values that they already had.
It was the whole thing that, first of all, there they've got this farm, how were they going to maintain it following the death of the father, and it had got run down and needed a lot of money spending on it, and also to carry on the father's aspirations for what it should be. And they just got all these good ideas, and they just inspired you. You wanted to help them. You know.
The wider thing that mattered to them was this preserving the future of farming for future generations, the importance of organic local food production, countering the development of land, stopping farmland being taken over for development. These also were important. And one thing that came through quite a bit was this David and Goliath aspect, that here's Ben and Charlotte fighting the big giants who want to, you know, develop their land and throw them out, and people, oh, well, I want to help that. Help you do that, you know, that seemed to come out quite often. I can just, little quote, yeah. One, I was very touched by Ben and Charlotte's story and the dedication that their father had shown to the organic cause. I couldn't bear the thought that the farm would cease to exist and all that history would be lost. We read the story one Saturday morning in the Telegraph. The motivation and courage shown by Charlotte and Ben was a real inspiration, and the notion of adding our support and being part of a people's movement for change against all the odds on an issue we felt strongly about was too good to miss. We felt we could really make a difference with our small contribution.
There was a battle to be won, but the war continues, you know, and the war is the existence of this place, and Ben making a go of the farm and Charlotte and the rest of us making a go of the land initiative.